Lady Mac Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and Jason Bovey.
WOGO.
Well, good afternoon and welcome for the first time this softball season to beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Jason Bovey. It's the home opener for your McDonald Central Lady Macs as they take on a perennial rival in the Western Clover Belt, last year's reigning conference champions, the Fall Creek Crickets. Should be a good one here today. We've got it for you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com live video streaming, WOGO Sports on YouTube, and also WOGO Radio on the Facebook page. Great to have you with us. And Jason, a little chilly, but glimmers of sunshine from time to time, and it's great to be back to softball and a beautiful complex here at Casper Park, made more beautiful by the fact that we've got the brand new fence out there, as people can see.
Yeah, that looks great. McDonald softball in center field, the big logo, and the whole field now is enclosed. The fence has moved up to regulation softball size, and looking forward to a good one here today.
This Fall Creek team, this program that Coach Saransky has built, congratulations to Coach Brad Saransky on being inducted into the Hall of Fame for Wisconsin softball coaches. This program has been to state, 3 years running. It has been a coon's age since McDonald has beaten this Fall Creek team, and they've had some great battles. Last year, one that was pretty tight, and then one that we had here in WOGO Sports that got away from the Lady Macs a little bit. A lot of graduation losses for this Fall Creek team, but they don't rebuild, they reload. And there's a lot of sophomores and even some freshmen that we're going to be seeing here today that I'm sure have been waiting anxiously in the wings for their chance to put on this Crickets uniform at the varsity level.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that, you know, every year we circle our two games with Fall Creek on the calendar because we know those are going to be battles. Like you said, they graduated a lot, you know, 8 starters, I think it was, I've heard. But so this is a really young Fall Creek team, but it's still, I mean, they're still very, very well coached with Coach Saransky. And, you know, I was talking to a few people I know from Fall Creek, and they said we're young is what they told us, and we've made a lot of errors in our first few games, and they're definitely growing up out here, but I still anticipate a good hard-fought contest.
McDonald 2-2, Fall Creek 1-4. Neither record is especially gaudy, but I think that just shows that these coaches know that they need to schedule not cupcakes but real competition in their non-conference slate before the Western Clover Belt begins, knowing just how good this conference is.
Yeah, this Fall Creek team was in Florida a week ago, and they were playing some tough competition down there in Florida. I know that for a fact, and that's what Coach Brad Saransky wants to do. He wants to challenge his kids, and that's how you get better.
Well, we'll take a quick break. Be back as we count it down. Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High McDonald Athletics. Back after this.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com. When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max softball. Second game of the conference late home opener for your McDonald Central Lady Max. Next up, our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Welcome back to Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports and WOGO Radio, here with head coach Rick Ruff. Home opener for the Lady Max as they face a familiar Fall Creek Conference foe. Coach, the Crickets, again, have had your number for a while. They graduated a lot of seniors, but you know this program, even though they are more youthful this year, a lot of sophomores and a couple freshmen, their starting lineup, there's a lot of talent there.
There's a lot of talent, and there's a great coach over there. He's going to have them ready to play. We've got to come out ready to play ourselves.
What did you like about the first few games of the season? 2-2, had some close games that we had here on WOGO Sports at the Sonnentag, and then really saw the bats explode earlier this week.
Yeah, Hitting is going to be one of the things that gets us through a lot of games. We've been able to score a lot of runs in the first inning, so let's hope we can get started right away today, too.
What do you think about the defense behind your pitching? Again, you've said, know what you're going to get from Kelsey, really strong pitching performances from Riley we've seen so far, too. But the defense, what do you like and what do you need to work on?
Yeah, we're solid up the middle. We're young on the corners and in the outfield. But they're working hard together. They're talking well. They're communicating. So I think that they're growing up fast.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. And Western Clover Belt Conference softball, this is one of the best conferences you're going to find, and looking forward to the first game here.
Yes, thank you very much.
Head coach Rick Ruff, home opener for your McDonald Lady Max. This is McDonald softball on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolis Resort.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Mac softball home opener against the Fall Creek Crickets. Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bovey, Carter Jagger back in the WOGO studios, and Hallie is our audio producer. Our video producer on site is Mr. Sam Aberley, and we appreciate Carter being part of the video setup crew, helping us get all of these different angles and shots for you. Tell a friend, hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Make sure you hit that notification bell so you're notified whenever we go live with Chi-Hire McDonald Athletics. We welcome friends from Fall Creek watching and listening this afternoon as well. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Jason, what's McDonald got to do to get off the schneid against Fall Creek here? I mean, certainly an opportunity with McDonald maybe having a little bit more experience, but Coach Saransky, again, he's going to have this team ready to play. This is going to be a battle all the way through, you would think.
Yeah, for me, it starts in the circle today with Kelsey.
Yeah.
Last year in our two games, we had 18 walks in those two games. What I'd like to see from Kelsey tonight is get ahead early in the count, you know, And let our defense, you know, throw strikes, limit our walks, and the hitting, like Coach said, is going to be there. I'm not worried about that at all. But we cannot give them as many free passes as we did last year, that's for sure.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out briefly, be back right after this player introductions. And the first pitch coming up shortly on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball, back in a moment.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP. Your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Closer to game time here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Player introductions across the way for Chi High as they will be taking on Hudson at the same time. So we'll see if we can give you some updates from that one as this game goes on. Here we have McDonald and Fall Creek. Lady Max 2-2, Fall Creek 1-4. McDonald in their home royal blue uniforms with the white pinstripes, the gold outlines on the numerals. Fall Creek in their forest green uniforms with the white pants, the forest green socks, and the white and black accents. Coach Brad Saransky, Hall of Famer, is coaching for Fall Creek. And Rick Ruff, longtime member of the coaching staff for the Lady Max and newly at the helm as of last year, took them to the state tournament. We will step out and be back right after this on WOGO Sports. It is game time next. This is Lady Max Softball.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people. They are part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane at Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's game time at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bovee on site with our video producer, camera operator, Sam Aberley, Carter Jagger back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Thank you to all the advertisers that you will hear and see in our broadcasts here this afternoon and into the evening, making our WOGO sports coverage for Chi High and McDonald possible. We welcome you wherever you're from. Whether from the great city of Chippewa Falls, from Fall Creek, or anywhere in between hither and yon, we are glad you are here and joining us for high school athletics. We've had our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Second game of the conference slate for the McDonald Lady Macs as they take on the perennial conference champions, Jason, the Fall Creek Crickets. And this is one you circle on the calendar, you look forward to. Lady Macs took care of business. I think you told me 18-2, and then I saw in Game Changer 17-2. But either way, they put up a lot of runs earlier on this week.
Yeah, and what I really liked about, we talked about, you know, you want to be in competitive games, but you're going to run into teams that are rebuilding, kind of like Elk Mound is doing. And my take, you know, two things from that game, what I call a get-right game. It got us, you know, we had our bats going. We bounced back from after a tough loss to St. Croix Falls. And then we jumped off 9-0 in the first inning, and what you want to see is the girls played that game like it was 0-0, all the way through, and they didn't stop, and that's what you want to see.
Don't take your foot off the gas. As Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for the Lady Macs, she'll face off against her counterparts, Michaela Coleman, talented sophomore. Opening pitch, and we are underway. It's in there for a strike.
Coleman is a good ball player that had lots of at-bats for this team last year.
As a freshman, time of the first pitch, 4:31. Second one is popped into the air. It is playable out in right field and gloved after moving up a couple steps. Taylan Hansen. Speaking of talented youngsters, the freshman makes the play for out number one as Coleman is retired.
You know, I think the girls are going to feel better playing on a regular ball field, you know, versus the Sonnentag, and you weren't there Tuesday, but it's nice being on a real field again.
Bremnes to Lou Larscheid, sophomore, shortstop number one. Looking to slap it seemed, on that first opportunity. She's a lefty. Of course, you love having a lefty at the top of your order. Trying to get on base early. Second pitch gets away. 2-0 the count.
I believe Lou played shortstop for him last year. She's another tough out for this team, and we're going to see a lot of slapping, a lot of bunting.
The 2-0 delivery. That one sails in high. 3-0. Against Lou Larscheid. Earlier on, our conversation pregame with Lady Macs head coach Rick Ruff, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. The pitch finds the mark, 3-1. Gibson's Water Care, have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. Bremnes fires one in for another strike as she battles her way back into this at bat.
Yeah, she thought that was ball four and just on the low end there and of the strike zone and full count.
3-2, payoff pitch. It's dribbled foul fair along the third baseline, and Ella Amit chases it down, but Larscheid places it just inside the chalk, and she's aboard.
That's the sneaky, pesky things we're going to see, and they're very good at what they do here.
Avery Ludasher, another sophomore. Three sophomores, 1-2-3 for Coach Brad Saransky. Ludasher plays first base, number 9. And we'll have a quick infield conference here. They'll gather in the circle. Give us time to let you know that Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, whatever you need, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We appreciate Christina and the crew standing behind so many of our high school sports broadcasts, as well as Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, you can see them just to the left of the M in McDonald's softball out there on this new fence. Great supporters in the community always. Liz Liebrandt popping out of her stance as she holds Larscheid at first for the time being. Larscheid looking to move into scoring position.
Yeah, she has some wheels, so Lizzie's just, we're ready for it.
Asher, the sophomore, 1-0 count. She bats from the right. Runner looking to take off. It's popped up foul over us. So we won't have the excitement we had at the Sonnentag because we have a tent, a pop-up tent over the top of us now. And so there will be no more battling between you and I for softballs if they come over to us. And I'm a little bummed about that.
Yeah, I owe you one.
One ball, one strike. The pitch finding the mark.
Beautiful pitch there.
Give you the game changer stats when we get an opportunity for Kelsey Bremnes, but sent into foul territory along the first baseline and out of play. 1-2 the count remains on Avery Ludasher, the sophomore. Cameron Dahlberg due up next, the junior center fielder. One on one out for Fall Creek. Bremnes the pitch. Hit to Ella Ahmet. Throw to second for one. Relay to first. Not in time, but the lead runner is retired. And reaching on a fielder's choice is Ludasher.
Nice job by Ella there. Stopping the ball and making the play to second.
And that's one of the plays that maybe we saw, you know, even early on those first three games of the Sonnentag, not always happening. Sometimes what looks like a fairly routine play can be anything but, and changing surfaces now as well, too. It's not always easy to make those plays. Well done by the youngster Ella Ahmet over there at third. First pitch, bullseye.
Find out Ella, I mean, this is the first year she's learned to play third base full time. I mean, that's
it just shows how talented the kid is.
Right.
She can go to the hot corner and learn the position and be a starter over there.
Mm-hmm.
0-1, popped up into the air and foul. Quickly ahead in the count is Bremnes at 0-2 on Cameron Dahlberg, the junior center fielder. What I love about, again, both of these teams is so many of these kids, it's like I remember her from volleyball, from basketball, maybe from both multi-sport athletes. You love to see it. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Send her down on strikes, and that is the third out of the first inning. A scoreless top of the first for McDonald. We are back in 60 seconds. Our score, the Lady Mac 0, the Fall Creek Cricket 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
McDonald Lady Mac softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. You'll notice our dugout smile cam today. It's brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. It's metropolisresort.com. Leading off for the Lady Macs is Riley Christensen. Actually managed to get the stats updated now. Riley hitting 500, six runs batted in, has a homer to her credit as well. Want to say thank you as well to some of the great sponsors, corporate sponsors from McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Appreciate their support of Max.
we couldn't have asked for a better start defensively with that first half of the inning, and hopefully we can put up some runs here in the bottom half of the first here.
Not 1-2-3, but 1-2-3-4. So Christensen at the plate facing Michaela Coleman, talented sophomore for Fall Creek. First pitch inside, ball one. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Riley sends it to short. She's going to have to run hard to get there, and the throw in time. Well played from Lou Larshide, the sophomore, to Avery Ludash, your fellow sophomore, and that's one down for McDonald.
Yeah, beautiful play there by Larshide over there at short.
And inducing the ground ball was Michaela Coleman. Taylan Hansen next up for the Lady Max. And she'll swat the first pitch she sees into the grass in shallow left center. And Taylan Hansen, sporting that 400 average, will add to it. One pitch, one swing, and a knock.
Yeah, nice base hit by Tay, and continues to stay hot.
Claire Ruff up next with a 5.33 average and three runs batted in on the young season. Claire's just solid. Everything that she does on the, well, really every sport. Oh, showing yeah. Bunt. Hansen takes off, slides a little awkwardly into second base, but she got there. And a steal to Taylan's credit.
She'll figure out that slide. But yeah, nice wheels and nice job getting over there. She doesn't have any fear.
You know she's not going to stay in place long. Great athleticism, great speed. So 1-0 count on Claire Ruff. McDonald Jr. with a runner in scoring position, one hopping it to the catcher is Michaela Coleman. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Coleman in low below the knees, 3-0 count. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, locally owned. Experience the Medicine Shop difference. Three oh count with a runner at second. Claire Ruff looks at a strike on the outside portion of the plate.
Pretty patience at the plate.
Good location there from Coleman. I thought maybe that one missed a little wide, but she caught the edge. Well done. The 3-1. Claire's going to dribble it right in front of the plate. Throw to first in time, but taking third pretty easily is Taylan Hansen. The throw got away a little bit from Hole over there at third, the freshman.
Yeah, the left fielder did a great job on getting behind and being a backup. So
I believe that's Reese Asmussen, the junior, again, who prevented a run from scoring pretty easily, is Kelsey Bremnes, who leads McDonald in batting average, comes to the plate, .667 so far for Kelsey, trying to help her cause. Two away now for McDonald. Bremnes looks at strike one. So Taylan Hansen at third. Kelsey knocks it foul along the third baseline. I think we make this remark every time, but I mean, Coach Rick Ruff, she loves hitting those screamers down the third baseline. Sometimes they hook foul, and he barely even moves.
I think Coach, he saw a smile on his face, and Kelsey's just making sure he's awake.
And Bremnes sends it out. Line drives to center field. That is caught. And McDonald gets one all the way to third. But they remain scoreless after one. Western Clover Belt Conference softball, folks. We head to the top of the second. McDonald nothing, Fall Creek nothing. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolis Resort. If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Saying a quick thank you to Madonna Area Catholic Schools corporate sponsors. Appreciate their support of Max. Kelsey Bremnes, 19 strikeouts, just 4 walks coming into this contest. She has her 20th of the season already as she struck out Cameron Dahlberg to end the inning. Now she'll face Kendall Haynes, sophomore catcher. Showing bunt, strike one.
Kels actually had a no-hitter going into the last inning on Tuesday against Elk Mound, but had to tease her dad, Barry, a little bit. He said the magic word, and kind of jinx on it.
Speaking of no-nos, how about Aiden Bovey, younger brother of our Gavin Bovey, the WOGO Sports crew?
Yeah, that was
missing
that was,
wide, but that was the first no hitter I believe in McDonald baseball history since maybe 2010 and Andy Davis. I heard.
Wow.
I don't know if that's. I'll have to do that research, but Gavin, proud older brother, let us know that. 1-1 pitch upstairs.
I forget which year Kyle Cody was, but he was another.
He would have come after Andy Davis. I think. When did Kyle start?
He's
2011.
Ryan Byers' class. That was a really good class.
Yeah, 2013. I know is the year they went to state in basketball. Just missing again, Kelsey Bremnes, a little low, 3-1 on Kendall Haynes, the sophomore catcher. I believe the younger sister of Addie Haynes, if memory serves, another very talented multi-sport athlete.
I know the Haynes family very well. Good
family. Another lefty. Take your base, so just the 5th walk so far in 5 games for Kelsey Bremnes. Haynes is aboard with a leadoff walk. And you notice the plate discipline right away. Even with the youth of Fall Creek, you notice their plate discipline. A lot of sophomores and a couple freshmen, a couple juniors in this starting lineup for Coach Brad Saransky. But clearly, they played a lot of softball.
A lot of these girls play all year round for them.
Showing bunt. Haynes is going to be pushed back to first. That was strike one from Kelsey Bremnes. Ari Woodford, should mention, is at the plate, the sophomore, number 3 designated player here. Showing bunt again, strike called, and fainting on that throw to first, just to keep Haynes honest, is Lizzie Liebrandt.
Coach Saransky likes to put that pressure on our defense, and he's going to do it.
Bremnes the pitch. That one is dribbled to Ella Amit. She will throw to first for one. Leadoff runner heads to second, but that's the first out of the inning.
Again, nice job by Ella making the play.
5-3 on the putout. As Woodford is retired, Haynes advances to second, brings up Alyssa Hole, the third baseman. She's a freshman, number 17, batting in the 7 slot for Coach Brad Saransky. Kelsey Bremnes, now with a runner right behind her in scoring position. Issues low. There's a throw to third, and it gets away out into the outfield. And coming in to score the first run of the game is Kendall Haynes. It is 1-0 Fall Creek. A little bit of pressure with second conference game, and again against a rival. And McDonald makes the first error.
Yeah, it's nothing hurt. Lizzie's tapping her chest protector, saying it's on her.
Should have chances to get it back. Line drive right back to Kelsey Bremnes. She will bobble a bit, then throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. 1-3 on the put out as Hole is retired. Brings up, and hopefully I'm pronouncing the name correctly, Georgia Lewandowski. Somebody correct me on YouTube for Fall Creek, and I will. But Georgia, the freshman, second baseman, number 7. Base is clear, 1 run in. For the Crickets, they lead 1-0 here in the second. She will dribble one. Amit again has a chance to make the play. She'll throw to Miranda Johnson. Well done there at the hot corner. One across for Fall Creek. Our new score, the Crickets 1, the Lady Macs nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Discover a future of excellence that is rooted in history at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. More in a moment. Lizzie Liebrand up to the plate for the first time. University of Sioux Falls commit. Lizzie hitting 400 has knocked in six. McDonnell Area Catholic Schools now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org today. That's McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Rising in for strike two, Michaela Coleman.
A little bit of off speed there for Coleman.
Liebrandt bats in the five slot she has throughout this season. Hit three homers last year. Hard shot along the third base line, and that's a base hit for Lizzie Liebrandt. She takes a big turn around first and will dance back to it. But a leadoff hitter aboard for the Lady Macs. After Lizzie comes up, Aaliyah Bovey, and she had quite the night earlier this week with a pair of triples and a double and five runs batted in against Elk Mound.
She did. We talked when we were in the Sonnentag a week and a half ago or a week ago, and I was videoing her, you know, stopping her swing, and she corrected it. So hopefully she can stay hot here. Looks like we got Chloe running for Lizzie.
So Chloe Flanagan, number eight, the senior, in to run for the catcher, Lizzie Liebrandt. Leah Bovey leads the team with those nine RBIs. Chloe Flanagan runs to second, slides in short. Short of the bag, and she's retired.
Looks like Chloe started her slide just a little bit early, and she didn't quite get to the bag. Otherwise, I think she would have been in there.
It's one of those differences in playing on an actual dirt surface here.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't quite used to when you played three games of the Sonnentag. Bovey hits one to third, throw sails, and reaching on the air will be Aaliyah Bovey. Any way you can get on base.
So we have to take advantage of these, these errors when they make them. And talking to a good friend of mine, you know, they've been averaging, Fall Creek's been averaging, you know, he said 7-8 errors a game. So we have to put pressure on that defense.
And putting the ball in play. Again, it starts with putting the ball in play. You can't really force any errors if you don't put the ball out in the field. One hopping it in is Coleman. This is Ella Amit. One of many talented youngsters on the field on both sides, hitting 417. Five RBIs. Number 24, the third baseman batting from the right. Facing the sophomore, Michaela Coleman, as she foul tips it back, 1-1. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Ella Amit has been featured in one of those Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the night. Rise ball hits the mark again. Changing speeds again is Michaela Coleman, and for a sophomore, to be able to do that effectively.
You know, and these batters will get better the second, first, you know, second, third time facing her.
Hit foul by Amit. Count stays at 1-2. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. It's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. One ball, two strikes on Ella Amit with Aaliyah Bovey at first. Coleman the pitch. Hit foul and looks to be out of play along that third baseline. Shout out to Sam Averly at first baseline, I should say. Our video producer, Sam Averly, way up on the ladder. Bearing the elements without even a fleece lining in his coat. The pitch. Upstairs about neck high, 2-2. One away for McDonald. Trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Michaela Coleman, the sophomore, against Ella Amit, the freshman. The pitch, that one is knocked. Slow roller to third, sliding in Bovey a little bit late. But a good hard throw from Alyssa Hole, the freshman. And that's two away.
Fall Creek team is, you know, they're making plays.
So Amit reaches on the fielder's choice. Bovey retired at second. Miranda Johnson with a 273 average. Coming to the plate for the first time. She's hitting in the eight spot for Coach Rick Ruff. Adding some lefty power in the lineup. Takes a big cut at the first pitch she sees. Here Riley Christensen offering some advice and encouragement from the dugout. 0-1. Another swing and a miss. And we know Miranda has the power if she gets a hold of it.
She does.
Amit is at first. Coleman upstairs, ducking away from that one. Ball one. Digging back in. Miranda Johnson. Her team trailing 1-0.
There we go.
She will loft one into left field and... Nice play out there.
Yeah. Avery.
Ludasher, I believe. Well done by the first baseman. So McDonald, another scoreless inning. We head to the third. Fall Creek remains up by a run. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us on WOGO.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
McDonald Lady Mac softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We're in the top of the third. The Fall Creek Crickets leading 1-0 over the McDonald Lady Macs. Kelsey Bremnes facing Gracie Sostad, the nine hitter. Sophomore right fielder, number two. Hit by Sostad right back to Bremnes. She will take it off the foot, but able to pick it up and wheel and throw to Miranda Johnson. For a quick out here to start the third. 1-3 on the put out.
Couple balls up the middle so far today that Kels has had the field.
And again, it kind of caromed off. It looked like maybe her cleat or possibly her shin, but
she's tough.
She was able to recover very quickly and make a good solid throw. Brings back up the top of the lineup and Michaela Coleman. Counterpart. To Kelsey Bremnes. She hits the first one sky high and foul. Coleman flew out to right field her first time up. 1-0 Fall Creek, top of the third. Inside pitch. One ball and one strike. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Swinging strike two for Coleman.
Nice pitch there on the outer half for Kells.
The 1-2. Popped high into the air. Playable. Riley Christensen drifts over. Makes the grab.
Makes it look easy out there.
Second out of the inning. Again, talking about playing those first couple games indoors. Got the wind factor to deal with now. And the wind's always just a little tricky at Casper.
It is.
Two away for Lou Larscheid. She singled off Bremnes her first time up. Later, called out at second base. Again, looking for the slap, takes strike one.
And she had that hard slap up down the third base line that she reached on.
0-1, right over the outstretched glove of Ella Ahmet. Well placed by Larscheid, and she is aboard 2-for-2.
That's the challenge of playing those slap hitters. You have your third baseman so far up. If that, you know, the ball comes hot off the bat, as you know, and just out of Ella's reach there.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Sam Averly, our on-site camera operator and video producer. Carter Jagger back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. 1-0 ball game. Strike issued there by Kelsey Bremnes against Lou Dasher, who made a really nice play on what looked to be a base hit, maybe more, for Miranda Johnson.
Yeah, I think both of us thought that was going to be over her head, but, I mean, she's a tall girl.
Hit to third, bob it a little bit by Ahmet, and they're going to be safe at first and second. Ahmet's been tested multiple times today, and she's made almost every play, but that one just a little bit of a hitch. And so Lou Dasher will reach, and Larscheid now in scoring position for Cameron Dahlberg. The junior, she struck out to end the first inning, the center fielder number six. 1-0 Fall Creek. McDonald's still trying to get their bats going. Runners at first and second. Good time for a first pitch strike from Kelsey Bremnes. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and now in Baldwin. Trying to lay down a bunt. It comes right over to us. Lizzie Liebrandt scoops it up.
Coach Staransky's not afraid to lay one down with two outs and
make you feel it, right?
Yeah.
Two away, two on, 0-2 pitch upcoming here for Kelsey Bremnes. Against Cameron Dahlberg. The pitch outside. Tried to get her to chase. Not biting was the junior. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. The 1-2 pitch. That one's low and in the dirt. Runners stay. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. 1-0 lead for Fall Creek here in the top of the third. Bremnes the 2-2, reaching out and just knocking it foul. Off the end of the bat is Dahlberg.
She's battling up there.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. We'll do it again. The 2-2. Line right to Miranda Johnson. She drops it, but she'll reach over, step on the bag.
Nice
and
job.
That'll end a scoreless top of the third. We head to the bottom of three. Our score, Fall Creek 1, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies, and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. And that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
McDonald's softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Lady Mac still trying to break through here. Trailing 1-0. One hopping to Bryn Wiedemeyer's Michaela Johnson.
Time to get a few runs here.
Bryn hitting 429 in the ninth spot. Her first time up. 1-0 finds the corner. 1-1. Waymax have had a base runner in the first, a couple in the second. Haven't pushed anything across yet. Wiedemeyer hits it foul along the third base line. 1-2 the count. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. 1-2 is low. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com. That's ChristoOrthodontics.com. Our scoreboard sponsor, we appreciate them very much. So we do all the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. The 2-2 to Wiedemeyer, changing speeds, and Bryn saying no thank you.
A little high on that one. Good eye.
Not an easy pitch to lay off, but she did. Payoff upcoming here from Coleman. The 3-2. Wiedemeyer hits it to third.
Get there.
Throw to first. Not in time. Little bit of a bobble. Good speed by Wiedemeyer. She's aboard. I'll defer to you on scoring that. Error or infield hit? I'm saying infield hit.
Yeah. You know, the third baseman did a good job keeping that ball in front of her, and I give her the hit, too.
So the leadoff aboard, which will bring up Riley Christensen at the top of the order. Riley grounded out her first time up. Takes strike one. Taylin Hansen on deck. She singled and stole a base for McDonald. Ended up stranded at third. Back in that first inning. 1-0 the Lady Max trail. Just tipping it away. Riley Christensen took a big cut. She's down the count 0-2. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. 0-2, off speed, called strike three. Good pitch there. Riley Christensen goes down. And this is a McDonald team that does not strike out much.
No, and Coleman's doing a good job out there on mixing up her pitches, keeping us off balance.
So Wiedemeyer remains at first. Floated into the air by Taylin Hansen. Shallow left center field. Grabbed there by Aspison the junior. And two away from McDonald.
Coach Saransky had the scouting report on there, but we both know Taylin has some power too.
Absolutely. As Claire Ruff comes to the plate. She will hit one to short. The throw to first in time, and McDonald goes down 1-2-3 after Bryn Wiedemeyer with the leadoff single. We head to the fourth. Our new score, and rather our score remains, Fall Creek 1, McDonald nothing. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. with 24/7 on-call service. Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
McDonald's softball, a good one in the Western Clover Belts here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Listen live 103.1 FM AM 680, audio streaming and podcast at wogo.com. Watch live WOGO Sports on Facebook and YouTube. Hit subscribe on that YouTube channel. First pitch swung on and driven out to right center field, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Kendall Haynes. First pitch swinging, and she's in scoring position with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, she found the gap on that one, and again, good ball player.
Haynes has the only run of the game as she walks to lead off the second, then worked her way around, scored on the error. So Ari Woodford, the sophomore, the DP, grounded out to Ella Ahmet at third, her first time up. Now with a runner in scoring position. Here in the fourth, strike one from Kelsey Bremnes. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and in Baldwin. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the counts against Ari Woodford. She'll step back in from the right side. Kendall Haynes, the leadoff double, stands at second. No one out here in the fourth. Rising ball misses. 1-2. Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for McDonald. 19 strikeouts versus just 4 walks coming into the game. She has 1 strikeout, 1 walk so far here today. Hit right back to Kelsey. She will throw to Miranda Johnson at first. Kendall Haynes advances to third. McDonald trades that for an out, but now firmly in scoring position, Fall Creek, as Alyssa Hole, the freshman, comes to the line.
Yeah, Haynes was committed to getting to third there. She was going no matter what, and Kels took a glance, but I don't think she saw, and it was good to get an out.
So Hole, the freshman, she hit one right back to Kelsey Bremnes, her first time up. Now has a runner at third, trying to take a 2-0 lead. The pitch bunted right behind the plate, grabbed by Lizzie Liebrandt. She'll snap a throw to third. Not in time as Kendall Haynes gets some dirt on her jersey, but how about Lizzie?
Heads up. That ball wasn't very high, and you know, Lizzie was able to get it. It was a heck of a play. And that's what Coach Saransky likes to do in this situation. He likes to throw a bunt down with the runner on third and put pressure on our defense.
Brings up Georgia Lewandowski, the freshman second baseman. Strike on pitch one. So Kendall Haynes, leadoff double, is now at third, but now two away for Kelsey Bremnes. Second salvo. It's the mark. Quickly ahead in the count. 0-2. Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey, get us out of here.
Trying to strand the runner at third. Kelsey Bremnes, the junior. The kick and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Center down. The runner stranded at third. A zero on the scoreboard for Fall Creek. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Our score remains Fall Creek 1, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a smarter way to save and spend? Royal Credit Union has you covered with the Save and Spend Duo. Bundled checking and high-yield savings for simple, all-in-one banking. Earn 3.00% annual percentage yield on the first $10,000 in high-yield savings with no minimum balance required. Plus, every debit purchase helps you save with Debit Roundup, turning spare change into big savings. Open your Royal Credit Union Save and Spend Duo today at rcu.org/royalbundle. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A critical strikeout ends the top of the fourth defensively for McDonald, and now Kelsey Bremnes, the pitcher, will look to help her own cause as she heads to the plate, her team trailing 1-0 as we begin the bottom of the fourth. Kelsey will dribble one foul along the third baseline for strike one against Michaela Coleman, who's pitched very well and kind of kept the McDonald hitters off their balance.
Yeah, she's not overpowering anybody, but we're just hitting the ball right at all their players, so it makes it tough. That's going to change.
Kelsey is .667 average early on in this season. She will pop one up, playable in left field, and wearing the jacket, making the grab out there. I believe that's Reese Asmussen again with the jacket. I can't see, but
I think you're right.
So that's the first out of the inning, and Kelsey Bremnes is retired for the second time today here in the fourth, bringing up Lizzie Liebrandt. Lizzie singled back in the second. Liebrandt sends one in foul territory along the third baseline, and reaching out overhead was Hole trying to make the grab, and it just caromed off the top of her glove. So Lizzie will get another opportunity here. Liebrandt facing Coleman for the second time. One away, McDonald trailing 1-0 here in the fourth. Location again.
Yep.
Hitting the outer edge of the plate, Michaela Coleman. Nothing in two on Lizzie Liebrandt. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, hot shot foul along the first base line, Lizzie Liebrandt. Lizzie has home run power for sure. Hit three out of the park last year, and by all accounts, really added some power during the summer. Coleman, the sophomore, the 0-2 pitch. Liebrandt will air one out, shallow left center field. That's
all the way out and gone.
It keeps carrying, and Lizzie Liebrandt circles the bases for the Lady Max. 'Send it out, Lizzie Liebrandt, her first homer of the season. And we are tied at one.
I think you brought us that one, Caleb.
The University of Sioux Falls commits. Second home run for McDonald in the Young 2026 campaign. We've got a brand new ball game here. Aaliyah Bovey reached on an error her first time up.
A little bit
looks at ball one.
Excitement in that dugout. You like to see that?
I think so. Our dugout smile cam, as we mentioned, brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City. Bovey takes ball two. Metropolis Resort in Action City. It's constant smiles and fun there. An arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Bovey hits one right back to the pitcher, Michaela Coleman. She'll throw low, but gloved over there for the second out of the inning by Avery Ludasher. So two retired for McDonald, Metropolis Resort in Action City, along with all that I just mentioned, on-site restaurants and coffee, too. Everything you need in one place. Book your family adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. El Ahmet, the freshman. Rise ball misses. Off speed there from Michaela Coleman. First time up for Ahmet. She reached on a fielder's choice. Slow roller along the third base line. Ahmet legging it out. The throw in time. It was close.
Yeah.
McDonald gets one back, though, on the homer by Lizzie Liebrandt. The solo shot, the first one beyond that new McDonald softball fence. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Our new score, McDonald 1, Fall Creek 1. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Softball, WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Shout out to the 2025-26 McDonald Area Catholic Schools corporate sponsors. New ball game as we enter the fifth. 1-1. First pitch strike, good way to start for Kelsey Bremnes. Facing Gracie Sostad, immediately ahead 0-2. Kelsey had that huge strikeout to end the fourth and strand Kendall Haynes at third. I think that injected a lot of confidence into the entire team. Sostad will foul one off along the first baseline.
Yeah, I mean, Kelsey's doing a great job in the circle tonight. I mean, she's one of the keys of the game we mentioned was, you know, not having any walks. I don't know if she even has a walk yet.
So just one.
Okay.
Two strikeouts, one walk. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to first after the dropped third strike. That'll be the third punch out of the game for Kelsey Bremnes. And the leadoff hitter's retired. It'll bring up the top of the order. Michaela Coleman, fellow pitcher. Flew out to right her first time up, then to center her second time up. Looking for her first hit of the day. Teams now even at one apiece. Swing and a miss on the first offering from Kelsey Bremnes. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference of the Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Changing speeds. That one sent out to right field by Michaela Coleman. She's going to leg out a stand-up double. Good piece of hitting from Michaela Coleman, the sophomore, and in scoring position with just one out. Brings up Lou Larscheid, who's 2-for-2. Another single might break this 1-1 tie. Larscheid, the lefty.
Watch for bunt here.
Coleman on base for the first time today. Ball one from Kelsey Bremnes. 1-1 game here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Home opener for both the Lady Cardinals, about 50 yards away, and the Lady Max. Upstairs, ball two. Coleman looking to take a big lead off second, held back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2-0 the count. Finding the mark, Kelsey Bremnes. 1-1. Our score for McDonald and Fall Creek. Two teams that seem to be battling all the time at the very top of the Western Clover Belt Conference standings.
Doesn't matter what sport.
Absolutely. Just great athletes. 3-1 the count. Hitters count for Larscheid, who's 2-for-2. See what Bremnes does.
Here we go.
Bullseye for a strike. Work it into a full count. Coleman stands at second. 3-2 on Lou Larscheid, who has not been retired yet, the sophomore shortstop, the lefty. Kelsey Bremnes, payoff pitch, too high. Second walk of the day. They're at first and second for Fall Creek with one away. Brings up Avery Ludasher. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first, reached on an error in the third. Bremnes, opening salvo, finds the outer edge of the plate. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey on site with our video producer, camera operator, Sam Aberle. Carter Jagger at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Hits sky high. Riley Christensen coming up into shallow right center field to make the grab. And that is hit shallow enough that all the runners will have to stay right where they are. That's a big second out.
And she went a long way to get that one.
Riley just kind of glides.
Yeah.
She is very effortless on plays that would take a lot of other kids a lot of effort to make. Makes a difference defensively when she's out there playing center. Two away now, runners at first and second for Fall Creek in a 1-1 game here in the top of the fifth. Missing on the first against Cameron Dahlberg. It's Kelsey Bremnes. Dahlberg struck out in the first. And time is called. Courtesy runner for the pitcher will come in here with two outs, and that is, I'll get you the number here, number 13. Adeline Whitman, freshman. So Whitman will now stand at second. 1-0 count. I want to say the last time Dahlberg was up was the bunt attempt that was caught by Lizzie Liebrand.
Yeah, I think you're right.
1-0 with two outs. Strike one. Runners scatter. Back to their bases. Two away here in the top of the fifth in a 1-1 game. 1-1 the counts on Cameron Dahlberg, the junior. Bremnes the pitch.
Don't get it,
popped up. Miranda Johnson diving for it and makes the catch. Miranda Johnson getting the jersey dirty to end the inning.
Wow.
We move to the bottom of the fifth. Our score remains McDonald 1, Fall Creek 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, some energy in the dugout for the Lady Macs after a beautiful play to end the inning by Miranda Johnson in foul territory along the first baseline, and now she'll come to the plate. Bottom of the fifth in a 1-1 game. Hitting the first one right to her counterpart at first base, Avery Ludasher, and she will glove it, step over for the first out of the inning.
Seems like our hitters are having a hard time getting the timing down with Coleman here on the mound, and it's going to sit back a little longer. And
Bryn Wiedemeyer singled her first time up. She swings at the first pitch. She sees infield pop-up, and that's pretty easy money there for Georgia Lewandowski. Actually, I think that was Gracie Sostad coming in to make that catch. So second out of the inning. One-one game. Back to the top of the order with Riley Christensen. Struck out her last time up. Ground out to short her first time up back in the first. Looking for her first hit of the game. A good time for it. Riley swinging a miss. Kayla Coleman has been excellent, the sophomore.
Yeah, she has.
Oh, and one on Riley Christensen, McDonald Jr., leadoff hitter. Riley sends one out to center field that is playable back near the wall. Dahlberg makes the catch, and McDonald goes down 1-2-3. We head to the sixth. Our score remains McDonald 1, Fall Creek 1. We are once again back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Top of the sixth. McDonald in the field defensively here in a 1-1 game against the Fall Creek Crickets, and Kendall Haynes, who laced a double her last time up and has scored the only run of the game for Fall Creek. The lefty at the plate facing Kelsey Bremnes for the third time. Shows bunt, squares up, ball one. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference of the Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Inside, upstairs, ball two. The Medicine Shop, minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Haynes quickly ahead in the count, 2-0. Bremnes, third pitch, whistles in low.
Kels is trying to get her to chase at something that she doesn't want to hit, but Kendall is a disciplined hitter and is not going to bite.
3-0 pitch. That one misses, a four-pitch walk, third walk of the day for Fall Creek hitters. Brings up Ari Woodford. She's 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. Haynes has worked her second walk. First time in the first, in the second inning, she came around to score the first run of the game. 1-1 ball game here in the sixth.
Flex entering for the DP.
That'll be Reese Asmussen, the junior batting place of Ari Woodford. Reese is in number 14.
Reese is a batter that can put a bunt down for, I've seen that done with her. And see coach trying to get Kendall into scoring position.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Looking for a bunt? Fainting on the snap throw to first. Lizzie Liebrandt, strike one. Reese Aspison at the plate. Kendall Haynes, after working the leadoff walk, is at first. Again, squaring to bunt. Ball one, snap throw to first. Not quite in time. One ball, one strike. And Reese Aspison, the flex, out there in left field. We're pretty sure, even though she's wearing the coat. 1-1 pitch up coming here for McDonald Jr. Kelsey Bremnes. Again, squaring to bunt, fouling it off. Let's see if that changes the call here for Asmussen.
I think both of us have seen Fall Creek bunt even with two strikes before.
Yeah.
You never know.
Stocker and Coach Saransky before the game congratulated him on the Hall of Fame induction. He says, well, if you coach for a long enough time with enough quality players, you get honors like that. I think we both know that he's got a lot of ability as it is slapped to second base. The throw to first from Aaliyah Bovey in time. Leadoff runner advances into scoring position. Bovey made the play she needed to as Asmussen is retired, but she moves the runner along.
Tough play. I mean, Reese has some speed and Lee had to move a little bit to get on that ball and got her by a step.
So Haynes now at second with Alyssa Hole, the freshman. Coming to the plate with one away and one on in scoring position. Top of the sixth here. 1-1. Strike one from Kelsey Bremnes. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Line shot into shallow center field. Riley Christensen makes a bullet of a throw to Lizzie Liebrandt. Runner will hold at third. Smart base running will advance the hitter to second. Alyssa Howell does her job, but Riley Christensen, that cannon she has, keeps a run from scoring. They're second and third with one out.
Fall Creek has done a really good job today of putting our defense into, you know, pressure situations, and we've answered by getting out of these innings, and this will be a test again, get here in the sixth.
This is going to be a job. Georgia Lewandowski, the eight hitter, the freshman, second baseman, she struck out with Kendall Haynes at third back in the fourth. See how she comes through this time. 1-1 game. Ball one missed outside. Before the hitter came up, Lizzie Liebrandt out there with the mask off, just making sure everybody has the communication right about where this ball's going.
They're going to try and get a bunt down here, and Ella needs, you know, we need to make that decision where we're going to go when we get the ball.
Trying to break open this 1-1 game. Bunted foul, leaving the count at 1-1. And the way McDonald's hit at times this year, you think a 1 or 2 run deficit might not be too much to overcome, but the way Michaela Coleman has pitched in this game, you want to get out of this with as minimal damage as possible. One away, two in scoring position for Fall Creek. Very possibly looking to bunt here. Lay down in front of the plates and foul. So 1-2. Last time on a two-strike count, it was swing away. What does Coach Saransky ask his freshman to do here? Swing or stay with the bunt call. 1-2. One out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And a big strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes. That's the second out of the inning. Lewandowski goes down on strikes. Brings up Gracie Sosted, the sophomore right fielder. She struck out her last time up back in the fifth.
You know, you talk about Fall Creek being young. I mean, that's what they did best last year when they had all those seniors, and you know they could get that bunt down, and they put us in that spot, and it was nice to see us, Kelsey, get that strikeout.
Battling Whitman is back out there to run again. We are in the top of the sixth. And a gem of a game between McDonough and Fall Creek. 1-1 ball game. The Crickets have runners at second and third, but now two outs. Kelsey Bremnes opening salvo to Sostad. It's the outer portion of the plate for strike one. Kendall Haynes is at third. Alyssa Hohl, who laced that double, at second base. Blind over to Claire Ruff. She makes the catch, and McDonald gets out of the inning again, stranding two this time. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Our score remains McDonald 1, Fall Creek 1. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But whole home air purification systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
A fun one here at Casper and Chippewa Falls. Home opener for the McDonald Lady Macs. 1-1. Knotted up with Fall Creek. Another runner stranded at third base for the Crickets. In fact, they had second and third with just one out. And Kelsey Bremnes and co. get out of it. Taylen Hansen, the freshman. 2-3-4 due up for the Lady Macs. Facing Michaela Coleman. Curled a gem here. Hansen shoots one right back to Coleman, and Coleman, one pitch, one swing, one out. Against McDonald, as Hansen is retired for the first out of the inning. There have not been a lot of power pack swings from McDonald against Holman so far.
A lot of first pitch swings for us today, too.
Claire Ruff at the plate now. Takes strike one as she holds. Claire, pair of ground outs. Again, we're in the bottom of the sixth and just her third at bat. It's a testament to what Coleman's done. Claire pulls it foul along the first baseline and out of play. As she's down in the count 0-2. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. The 0-2 pitch outside. That's a tough one to lay off for Claire Ruff, but she does. Ball one.
Come on, Claire.
1-2 with one away. Ruff holds off again. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Kelsey Bremnes on deck. Lizzie Liebrandt in the hole for the Lady Macs. 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. Claire pops one up.
Trouble.
Foul territory.
She got it.
Along the first base line. Well played. Is that Lewandowski coming all the way over?
Yeah.
And that's the second out of the inning. As Claire Ruff is retired. So Kelsey Bremnes takes a first pitch strike, nibbling at the outer edge. Michaela Coleman. It's the heart of the order for McDonald. Who you want up in this situation? Low below the knees for ball one. Liebrand has accounted for the only run for McDonald with her solo shot back in the fourth. She's due up next. 1-1 inside. Bremna steps out of the box for a moment. Two balls, one strike to Kelsey Bremnes. Coleman the pitch.
There we go.
And there's a line all the way out to the fence. It's going to drop. Heading towards second. It's going to be an easy stand-up double for Kelsey Bremnes. She's in scoring position with a power-packed Lizzie Liebrandt coming up next.
No coach lets her run. Doesn't look like it. Oh, maybe.
So on second, Kelsey Bremnes will give way to Maggie Bull. Number one, Maggie, freshman for the Lady Macs. So she's in scoring position here in the sixth.
Looks like they're giving Lizzie the free pass.
So Lizzie Liebrandt getting a little respect.
All right, Aaliyah, make them pay.
Aaliyah Bovey comes up. The intentional walk for Lizzie Liebrandt. First and second for the Lady Macs. Two away. Aaliyah Bovey reached on an error in the second. Ground out back to Coleman, the pitcher, in the fourth. A pair of triples and a double. Five knocked in earlier this week on the road at Elk Mound. Coleman, the kick and the pitch. Bullseye on pitch one, strike one. Aaliyah Bovey, McDonald, junior second baseman. 0-1 count. She will line it right to short, bobbled, but stepping on the bag, Lou Larscheid makes the smart play in the field, and McDonald, another scoreless inning. We head to the seventh. It's McDonald 1, Fall Creek 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
We begin the seventh here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, home opener. The McDonald Lady Macs and the Fall Creek Crickets, two combined runs scored in the first six innings. Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for McDonald, deals high. Ball one.
Top of the order here for Fall Creek.
Michaela Coleman. Couple flyouts, then ripped a double back in the fifth. Evening the count at 1-1, Kelsey Bremnes. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you, Sam Aberley, our video producer, camera operator, Carter Jagger at the WOGO studios in Halley. 1-1 ball game, 1-1 count. High fly ball. Kaylin Hansen glides over, makes the catch, first out of the inning. All flies for Michaela Coleman. A couple have been hit Taylin Hansen's way. And she's made the play on both. That'll bring up Lou Larscheid, who hasn't been retired yet. Singled in the first and the third, walked in the fifth. Made a really nice play to end the inning. In the bottom of the sixth from her shortstop position. Looking to slap, take strike one.
I think we both thought Leah was going to get that one through there, but she had some speed and made a great play.
0-1 against Larscheid. Bremnes the pitch. That one misses low. 1-1. Kelsey Bremnes has 4 strikeouts on the evening. Seems like they've come in more and more critical spots.
Yeah.
She's stranded. Couple runners at third. The 1-1. Strike two, 1-2 against Lou Larscheid. It's McDonald trying to retire the sophomore shortstop for the first time today. One-two pitch, swing and a miss.
It's a big strikeout once again for Kelsey Bremnes, and that's the second out of the seventh inning.
Big Larscheid goes down for the first time in this game. Brings up the powerful Avery Ludescher, the sophomore first baseman. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first, reached on an error in the third, and flew out to Riley Christensen in center her last time up. Two away, 1-1 game, lined to right field. Taylen Hansen throws it back to Aaliyah Bovey, but Ludescher, her first hit of the day. And Fall Creek stays alive here in the seventh. First pitch swing there for Ludescher. Brings up Cameron Dahlberg.
Coach gonna put a pinch runner in for Ludescher. By the looks of it, get some little more speed.
Two outs here in the top of the seventh. That's Adeline Whitman going out there again, number 13, the freshman. So Whitman now stands at first in place of Ludescher with Cameron Dahlberg. Coming up, Kendall Haynes on deck. And we'd love to keep Kendall Haynes right where she is.
Yep.
Opening pitch. It's a slow roller. Amit gloves, throws to first. It's low, scooped. Miranda Johnson. And that is the final out of the top of the seventh. We head to the bottom of the seventh. The Lady Max hoping to walk this one off. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Bottom of the seventh. WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. 1-1 ball game. McDonald trying to win their home opener. Ella Ahmet, who just made a solid play from third to end the top of the seventh, is at the plate for the Lady Max as she takes ball one.
You can tell the Lady Max dugout's getting excited. They want to walk this thing off.
1-0 pitch. Ahmet hits it to short. Throw to first in time. Ahmet is retired. Fall Creek's been overall solid in the field.
They have been very impressive. I mean, making outs.
Shy to Ludescher there. Miranda Johnson, the junior. 0 for 2 on the day for the lefty. She'll pop one into shallow left center field. Loved by Reese Asmussen. Two outs on three pitches for Michaela Johnson. Bryn Wiedemeyer, the sophomore, nine hitter. Now at the plate for the Lady Macs with two away here in the seventh. Takes strike one. Riley Christensen is on deck for McDonough if Wiedemeyer can reach. She singled her first time up back in the third. Pops one up along the first base line. Foul and out of play. Bryn Wiedemeyer getting some encouragement from Riley Christensen as she heads back to the plate.
Riley says, just give me a chance. Let's go, Bryn.
0-2 count for Wiedemeyer, the sophomore left fielder. Hits it foul again along the first baseline. Have a conversation with Gibson's Water Care about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. 0-2 pitch. Skips low and in the dirt. 1-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh. McDonald with two outs, still hoping for a chance to walk this one off. Fall Creek wants to extend the game. The 1-2 from Coleman. Down the middle. Strike three looking. Bonus softball here on WOGO Sports. We're back in 1 minute as we head to extras. The eighth coming up next. 1-1 McDonald and Fall Creek here on WOGO Sports. Back in 60 seconds.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
We head to the eighth here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald and Fall Creek tied at one as bonus softball begins in the sixth across the way. Chippewa Falls, Chi High, the Lady Cards in their home opener trying to sweep the season series against Hudson. They lead 4-1 after defeating Hudson 7-2. You can watch that replay on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Kendall Haynes, who's been a tough out throughout the day. Sky high and foul on the first offering from Kelsey Bremnes. You were saying off the air, both pitchers in a pretty good spot here heading into extra innings as far as their pitch counts are concerned.
Yeah, I don't have a game changer to up from either team to confirm that, but we've had some quick innings, and I think it's either pitcher's game to win or lose here.
1-1, the count evens up. Kendall Haynes reached on a walk, scored the only run for Fall Creek back in the second. Doubled in the fourth, walked in the sixth. She was stranded at third in both of those innings. Bremnes the pitch. Strike two looking.
So it would be a huge out if we could get Kendall Haynes here.
4, 5, and 6. Due up here in the top of the eighth. The lefty Kendall Haynes. Sends one out to Riley Christensen, and that's all the way back to the fence. It's going to be another double for Haynes. Stand-up double, pretty close play at second, actually, after Riley Christensen fires it back in to Claire Ruff. But the leadoff hitter in scoring position for Fall Creek as Kendall Haynes does her job once again to open the eighth.
Riley picked that ball up at the base of the fence and put the ball right to Claire, and Claire had to play.
Again, it looked to be, I think I said stand-up double, but
yeah,
that was much closer than you would have thought with where that was placed. Aspison in for Iowa Woodford. And Aspison ground out her first time up. She'll bunt foul. Again, clearly looking to move that runner along with no one out.
They've had us in these pressure situations all game long, and we've answered, so it's keep that going.
1-1 game, top of the eighth. Bremnitz, the pitch. Throw down the third base line and safe. Oh, goodness. Swing and a miss. The throw to third.
Claire hangs on. I think the ball, I don't know if the base runner knocked the ball out of her glove, but she did a fantastic job covering the bag because Ella was coming up on a playing up.
So rather than bunting, Aspison swinging away, and then the steal from Kendall Haynes. Liebrandt right on top of it. But Claire covering third just couldn't quite hang on to the throw from Lizzie. And that's, again, a huge difference-making play. You've got a runner at third now with no one out. And that opens up a lot for the Crickets trying to break open this 1-1 game.
Girls talking about what they're going to do because they're going to see a bunt. Well, maybe not here with two strikes, but what their play is.
0-2 the count on Reese Aspison. Kendall Haynes, leadoff double, has advanced to third. Aspison, the junior, the flex player, batting in the sixth spot here. She will foul it back, swinging away at 0-2. Liebrandt jogs to the backstop to get this one. Runner at third here in the eighth. Extra innings in the first matchup between McDonald and Fall Creek.
I'd be surprised if he tries a bunt here.
Showing bunt, swing away, strike three. That's the first out of the inning. Kelsey Bremnitz, her fifth punch out. Aspison goes down.
Coach Ruff gonna head out and talk to his defense on what they want to do here.
We'll discover a future of excellence that's rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Also a reminder that Worskala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, they offer a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so, so much more. Large job or small, whatever you need, call the pros at Worskala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
I think we're going to see a bunt here, and my play to defend that would be whoever fields it, make that fake throw to first, and hopefully Kendall's a smart base runner, but maybe you catch him, but you do not let that run score.
Kendall Haynes at third. One out. Melissa Hole, the freshman, takes strike one. Didn't show button that time.
No.
Great to have you with us on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. A gem of a game here. In the home opener for the Lady Max, strike two.
Nice job, Mike Kells, getting way ahead here.
Kelsey Bremnitz facing Alyssa Hole for the fourth time today. Hole had a double back in the sixth. Runner at third in this 1-1 game and just one out. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Another big strikeout for Kelsey Bremnitz. Two outs. Brings up Georgia Lewandowski in the eighth slot. And 1-1 game here in extras.
No, we've talked about it in the last few innings. I mean, to get out of this jam, it would be probably the most impressive one yet.
You're seeing on our shot on YouTube, the runner at third is Kendall Haynes. Four straight strikes. And Kelsey Bremnes, she jumps out against Georgia Lewandowski. Ground out to Ella Ahmed at third. Back in the second for Georgia, then strikeouts in the fourth and sixth. Popped up, and it drops right behind Claire Ruff. The go-ahead run for Fall Creek. They lead 2-1. Lewandowski, not the easiest night at the plate, but she comes through in a huge spot with the RBI. Just dumped it over the top of second base.
Just barely out of Claire's reach.
So McDonald's going to need a response, but you got to start off with getting the third out here. Upstairs, ball one. It's Gracie Sostad, the sophomore. Runner at first is Georgia Lewandowski, who just delivered potentially the game-winning single. McDonald hoping to have something to say about that. Kelsey Bremnes lowing in the dirt for ball two. Again, Sostad, the sophomore. 2-1 here in the top of the eighth. Run extras at Casper Park. Lights have come on. The pitch. That one popped up. Aaliyah Bovee diving for it. Couldn't quite get to it. They're safe at first and second. That was going to be a tough play.
Yeah.
Sostad hits safely, and that brings up the top of the order for Fall Creek. Lewandowski at second. Sostad at first. Two out, and Michaela Coleman with a runner in scoring position. She's had flyouts to right a couple times, to center, and a double. Definitely has the power. A two-run lead would be really difficult to overcome. Pitch inside, ball one. One, two, three, top of the order, due up for the Lady Max, trying to get out of this inning without further damage and send it to the bottom of the eighth. The pitch hits sharply along the third base line. One ball, one strike. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company, providing comfort and energy efficiency for your home, insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. That's ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. Kelsey Bremnes v. Michaela Coleman. 1-1 pitch. Coleman sends it high into the air. Taylin Hansen makes the grab in right field. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Our new score, Fall Creek 2, McDonald 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Of the eighth, last chance for the Lady Max. Trailing 2-1, but the top of the order due up. Riley Christensen, Taylin Hansen, Claire Ruff. Of those three hitters, three at-bats each, just one hit. That's Taylin Hansen back in the first. Michaela Coleman has been tough, but Riley Christensen, she will plop one out into the outfield on the first pitch, and Riley is aboard.
Exactly what we needed.
Just dumps it to the grass in shallow left center.
One pitch, one swing, one base runner for the Lady Max. Taylin Hansen had that single, stole a base, stranded at third back in the first.
I think you can count on Riley
not staying put for long.
Yeah, right.
Let's get her in scoring position.
The lights are on here at Casper Park. Showing bunt, pulling it back. There so Riley Christensen. Really nice slide from Riley as she slides into second.
I think we mentioned
underneath the throw.
Sound and take center. She's done that once or twice before.
Yes.
Got the runner where we want it. Come on, Tay.
1-0 the count for Taylin Hansen. McDonald trailing 2-1. We're in extras in the bottom of the eighth. Taylin showing bunt again. She drops it down right in front of the bag. And did she beat out the throw? I don't think she did, but close.
Called her out, but yeah, she.
But Riley now at
close.
Third.
For sure.
So Hansen does her job. One out. Hansen the sack bunt. Riley Christensen advances to third with Claire Ruff at the plate and Kelsey Bremnes on deck. And now we'll have an infield conference.
Coach Sharansky is going to go over the what he wants defensively. And
Claire Ruff, 5-33 through the first four games this season. Today, 0-3. Ground out to third in the first. Another grounder to short in the third. And she popped out to second base in the sixth. But Riley Christensen at third after Taylin Hansen bunts her along.
I like the bunt play here, Caleb. Claire is an excellent bunter, and let's put some pressure on their defense for once. We'll see. I mean, we haven't been hitting the ball, you know, the way we wanted here today, but be interesting to see the call here.
Great drama here in just the second game of the conference campaign for McDonald and Fall Creek. Both 1-0 in conference, both won convincingly by run rule. 15-5, Fall Creek over Thorpe. McDonald winners earlier this week on Tuesday, 17-2 at Elk Mound. Runner at third, one out. Claire Ruff showing bunt, drops it down foul. She was headed toward first in a hurry.
Yep.
So 0-1 against Michaela Coleman, talented sophomore hurler for Fall Creek. The Crickets lead 2-1, trying to steal one on the road here from McDonald. Eighth inning. Claire showing bunt again, drops along the first baseline and foul. Riley Christensen went sliding into home, but to no avail. And so now does McDonald risk bunting with two strikes?
No,
your 500-plus hitter, does Claire Ruff get the sign to swing away now?
We'll see her swinging away.
Two strikes, one out, runner at third. McDonald down a run, 2-1 here. Claire Ruff facing an 0-2 against Michaela Coleman. The 0-2 pitch, he will sail it foul on the first baseline. Grace Home Respiratory, a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona.
Come on, Claire.
The 0-2 again. Ruff sends it foul just off to our right in front of the fence. She'll step out of the box. An instruction from her dad and her coach along the third baseline. Claire stands back in. Runner at third, one out, 0-2 count. Michaela Coleman, the pitch. It is popped straight up for Claire Ruff and gloved over at second. For the second out. McDonald down to their final out with Kelsey Bremnes. It's Lewandowski who made that play.
I think anything on the ground on that play would have scored that run. That was the one thing we didn't want.
Bremnes doubled in the sixth. She is 1-for-3 on the day. Runner at third, but now two outs.
Come on, Kelsey.
2-1, McDonald down a run here in the bottom of the eighth. Bremnes sends one deep out to left center field, and it's all the way back to the fence, and we have a tie ball game. Kelsey Bremnes stand up RBI double. It's 2-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. Bremnes saying, I want to keep this one going. Nice. Though I think she wouldn't be averse to it ending right here in the eighth.
All right, Lee.
So Riley Christensen, who swung at the first pitch she saw, went around to score.
Put Lizzie on.
So Lizzie Liebrandt gets the intentional walk again. And Aaliyah Bovey now has a runner in scoring position with two outs in a tie game in the bottom of the eighth against Fall Creek, a team McDonald hasn't beaten in, I believe, multiple seasons.
Come on, Lee.
Coleman, opening pitch, strike one. If you're Coach Ruff, is there any chance you send the runners here?
You know, I think if we find any outfield, that runner on two's going to score.
Blowing in the dirt.
Oh, Maggie.
Sliding to third, safe! Maggie Bull.
Oh.
Maybe took off a little more than she should have and somehow makes it under the tag, and they're at second and third for McDonald.
That was a gift.
I apologize, a little slow getting the shot changed to give you a look at that, but now second and third with two outs for Aaliyah Bovey. Takes one low and in the dirt. Another snap throw to third. So Maggie Bull over there at third represents the winning run for McDonald. Count is 1-1 on Aaliyah Bovey. Blowing in the dirt.
3-1, hitters count here.
Two balls, one strike, 3-1. With runners at second and third for Aaliyah Bovey. 2-2 game. Blowing in the dirt, take your base. They're loaded up for the Lady Max. Two outs, 2-2, bottom of the eighth. Bovey works the walk. And Ella Amet, the freshman, a chance to be a hero once again.
Big spot for the young freshman here. She's been in many big games, though, so she can do it.
Maggie Bull at third, Lizzie Liebrandt at second, Aaliyah Bovey at first. 2-2 game in the eighth. Coleman opening pitch. Bullseye. W.O.G.O. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Amet the freshman with the bases loaded, trying to walk it off for the Lady Max in their home opener. Two outs. She'll hit one to short. It's glove. The throw to first in time. And we are headed to the ninth. McDonald gets one back. And this game keeps on going. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
Extra innings continue here on WOGO Sports. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bovey. Great second game of the conference schedule for both Fall Creek and McDonald. Tied at one. We enter the seventh. Both teams added a run in the eighth. We enter the ninth in a 2-2 game with 2, 3, and 4 due up for Coach Brad Soransky's Fall Creek Crickets. Lou Larscheid slaps one.
Yeah.
Foul territory, yeah. And actually right around that foul line, Bryn Wiedemeyer makes the catch. Larscheid is retired for just the second time today.
It's been another tough out all day for us. And
she just lifted that one along the third baseline and ranging over. Bryn Wiedemeyer makes the grab. Avery Ludasher retired her first three times and singled her last time up. Actually reached on a fielder's choice and then an error in the first and third, excuse me, and then flew out in the fifth before a single in the seventh. 1-0 count with one away. Hit to Aaliyah Bovee, and a little bit of a bobble off the glove of Bovee, and Ludasher hit safely. So Ludasher is aboard for the third time today, and Cameron Dahlberg at the plate. Ground out her last time up. One on, one out. Top of the ninth here in Chippewa Falls. Lights are on. On a gray day, hovering right around that 50-degree mark. Feels a little bit colder than that now.
Still better than Tuesday.
Indeed. Showing bunt, drop down right in front of the plate. The throw to first from Amit was in time. Runner moves. But now just one out to get for McDonald.
Ever dangerous Kendall Haynes.
So Haynes back up. She has been a problem.
No, I don't know.
She's got a runner in scoring position. Do you consider giving her a free pass?
I'm not the expert, but I'm not letting her beat me. But we'll see.
Right now they're pitching to her. Upstairs, ball one.
And again, maybe you can get her to chase something out of the zone.
Two away, 2-2 game, top of the ninth. Strike one issued. One ball, one strike. One one count, 2-2 game, two away, runner at second. Dribbled right back to Kelsey Bremnes. She will throw to first, and that'll end the inning.
That works
on the Fall Creek side. We head to the bottom of the ninth. McDonald, another chance to walk this one off. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Bottom of the ninth, not baseball. This is softball, baby, and we're in extras. As Michaela Coleman getting loose for the Fall Creek Crickets. 2-2 ball game, bottom of the ninth. McDonald has 8-9-1 due up. Miranda Johnson has had a good glove over at first today. Looking for her first hit.
She's due for a big hit.
Again, we said certainly the power for Miranda Johnson. You can see she's got it. Just got to get a hold of it. Opening pitch, grounded right through the five hole of the pitcher's legs, but a nice play backing her up. I think that was Larscheid over there with the throw.
She's solid over there at short, made a great play.
So Johnson retired as Bryn Wiedemeyer comes up here in the ninth. She hit a single back in the third. And popped out and struck out her next two times up. Opening pitch is a walk, is a ball, excuse me. Coming up whenever this game ends, we'll have our Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass Amir in Chippewa Falls. Bryn Wiedemeyer. It's a dish short. Throw to first, slow but in time. Another nice play by Larscheid. Brings up Riley Christensen. Led the team in homers last year, All-State. Can she send one out of here to win it? Bottom of the ninth, two away. Riley at the plate. 0 for her first three. Then singled, stole a base, scored the tying run. Back in the eighth. Keep this game going. Takes ball one.
Avery, I showed Caleb the text. He's working his magic.
Trying to manifest another home run for the Lady Macs. 1-0 pitch inside. 2-0 on Riley Christensen. And whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Send it out or just get on. Low and in the dirt. 3-0.
I don't anticipate them giving her a pitch over the center of the plate.
Yeah. I think there's plenty of respect for what Riley can do. 3-0 from Coleman. Well upstairs. And maybe not an intentional walk, but kind of saying we're not going to give anything juicy to Riley Christensen. So she walks, represents the winning run at first. Can Taylin Hansen move her along? Now, two outs. So Taylin Hansen will have to show us her prowess at the plate.
Move Riley over to second.
Hansen, the lefty. Riley Christensen takes a big lead over at first. Bottom of the ninth. McDonald 2, Fall Creek 2. Lady Macs home opener. Two outs, runner at first. Taylin Hansen. 1-0, showing bunt, pulls it back. Riley Christensen dashing to second.
There we go.
And she is safe and in scoring position. 1-1. And now Hansen can really swing away. Taylin Hansen, McDonald freshman, three-sport athlete. 1-1 count, runner at second in scoring position. Bottom of the ninth. Hansen, big swing and a miss. 1-2, that's all right. Took a big cut. Riley Christensen at second. 1-2 pitch. Hansen fouls it back. For generations, Chris Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation, ChristoOrthodontics.com. 1-2 pitch, low and in the dirt. Riley Christensen takes off toward third, and she is safe at third. Any decent contact from Taylin Hansen as we're at 2-2. We'll win the game for the Lady Macs. Two outs. Runner at third. Hansen hit foul along the third baseline.
Taylin definitely not afraid of the big spot here. She's been in plenty of
plenty of pressure-packed situations.
Yeah.
2-2 count, two outs, 2-2 ball game. The pitch, Hansen lofts
it deep
out to left field, and that's the game. Taylin Hansen walks it off to the Lady Macs. Riley Christensen comes in to score, and McDonald beats Fall Creek for the first time in a Coon's age. Your final, the McDonald Lady Macs 3, the Fall Creek Crickets 2. And the Lady Macs win their home opener in walk-off style. How about that? What a ball game.
You know, I think that play goes back early in the game when they were playing Talon way up. Talon got a hold of it.
A walk-off 3-2 win for the McDonald Lady Macs. In the bottom of the ninth, we go two extra innings. And what a post-glass post-game show we have in store for you, brought to you by our friends at Post-Glass and Mirror. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff. We'll chat amongst ourselves as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of highlights with our 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays. That's all ahead in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Lady Macs Softball. The Lady Macs walk it off against Fall Creek. We're back in three on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. And that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. In the bottom of the ninth, the McDonald Lady Macs walk it off against Fall Creek. 3-2, they defeat the Crickets.
boo on me for not knowing exactly how long it's been since we've beaten Fall Creek, but I believe at least three seasons, if not more. It's been six or more in a row for the Crickets, and feels good to get this one. What a great battle between two excellent softball programs.
Exactly. I mean, to tell you we would win this game with, you know, by scoring three runs, I mean, the way we've been hitting the ball, today wasn't our best hitting day. Everybody here saw that, and, you know, we talk about being in these types of games, and to come out on the winning side of one of these games in extra innings, this is going to go a long way. And hats off to this Fall Creek team. You know, McKenna Coleman,
Michaela Coleman was just phenomenal. Yeah,
she kept our hitters, I mean, off balance. I mean, and her defense made plays for her. With a team that's been struggling with errors, like we have heard, they gave us all we could handle today, and you know, both teams will be better from playing this game here.
Absolutely. Looking forward to hearing our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. They are your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a cleared, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camo with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000, or visit WWT.net. We're going to take a quick two-minute break. Be back after this on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Looking forward to bringing you the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. We've got a lot of them to enjoy along with you as McDonald defeats Fall Creek, walking it off in 9-3-2. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff when we get an opportunity here. Thank you again to all the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible. Phenomenal game here. McDonald moves to 3-2, back above 500. Fall Creek at 1-5, but again, played some really strong competition down in Florida, and 15-5 win over Thorpe. And then at this one, judging by this game, these Crickets are going to be right there in the mix.
Kind of like
all throughout this conference.
Yeah, we talked about that, and doesn't matter how young this team was, we've talked, you know, being it's about reloading, right? And that's exactly what they did, and they're well coached. They're out, you know, their coach is going to have them in lots of games this year.
Again, Hall of Fame coach Brad Saransky, and just very impressed as well too by both pitchers. Man,
Two runs allowed for McDonald, three runs allowed for Fall Creek, and nine innings to do it on both sides. I mean, we were 1-1 heading into extras. It just a fantastic game on both sides. Both pitchers put in some tough situations, and they came through. And the defense behind them in almost every instance came through as well, too. Just a phenomenal softball game. Just well played on both sides. And I think, man, these kids have a lot to be proud of.
Yeah. I mean, how many innings did we have for our defense where they had runners on second and third with one out, and we were able to get out of those jams? And that's impressive. So
I'm looking around for Chloe Flanagan because we still owe her our WOGO Sports Radioactive Award for basketball.
Oh.
But we'll see if we can catch her at some point here. Let's move on to our 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000, 231-2000, or visit wwt.net. We'll give you a listen to how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Fielder, what I love about, again, both of these teams is so many of these kids, it's like, I remember her from volleyball, from basketball, maybe from both, multi-sport athletes. You love to see it. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Send her down on strikes. And that is the third out of the first inning. A scoreless top of the first for McDonald. We are back in 60 seconds. Our score at third. Trying to take a 2-0 lead. The pitch bunted right behind the plate. Grabbed by Lizzie Liebrandt. She'll snap a throw to third. Not in time. As Kendall Haynes gets some dirt on her jersey. But how about Lizzie?
Heads up, that ball wasn't very high, and you know, Lizzie was able to get it.
All right, we are going to break into our 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game because we need to go back to basketball for a moment. Miss Chloe Flanagan, I owed you a plaque, and you are our WOGO Sports Radioactive Award winner. Do you wanna say anything? Well, we could. Here, we'll give you a headset real quick. Again, this goes back to the basketball season when I did not have the plaque in time for you, but here is the actual award that will be displayed in the trophy case forever at McDonald with your name emblazoned on it. We've got the plaque for you as well, too, but again, your senior leadership that we've seen all throughout this season in volleyball and in basketball and now in softball as well, too. And again, you just made such a difference. I know talking with Coach when she talked about the difference that you and Lauren made as seniors here this basketball season, there's just something different when it comes to your senior year for athletics, isn't there, where it's saying there's kind of this mantle passed on to you for leadership on and off the court.
I will definitely say it does feel a lot different being my senior year. You know, you're never coming back to this field, that court, ever again. So it means a lot to get an award like this and also to be on teams like this that you – are your best friends, basically,
yeah.
And you get to see them every day, and that's the benefit of playing three sports is that you get new friends every single season, but this softball season is going to be a hard one knowing I'm never playing McDonald Athletics again.
Well, we don't want to, again, make you emotional about this, too, but also it's just, again, have enjoyed watching you play for so many years here, and hopefully this softball season goes well into June. That's our goal, as long as we've got you here switching from basketball to softball, what's just kind of the mental toughness of this team? I mean, to beat Fall Creek for the first time in a really long time, to hang in a game against a pitcher who is just dealing, but on your side, too, it's just little play after little play. You guys made those here today, and sometimes it's about the big hit. Sometimes it's about making the right play on the base paths or with a hard ground ball.
Yeah, in the post-game talk, Coach Ruff talked about one-to-one games, and that really comes down to every single moment matters, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. Even the people in the dugout matter, because once the energy's up, everything's just working again, and I think that we really showed that today.
Well, Chloe, congratulations, our Radioactive Award winner, as we will merge basketball and softball for a little bit, but we're looking forward to seeing you many more times here this spring season.
Thank you so much. Everybody should be jealous that they don't have Caleb, because he's the best.
Thank you, Chloe, as she hands off to Coach Rick Ruff here and our Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Postglass and Mirror, commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassamir.com. Quality service, affordable prices. I can attest to that personally. They're fantastic. Dan, Derek, and the crew. Coach, what a ball game we had here. This was a lot of fun. Nine innings long. You guys came out the victor against a really tough Fall Creek team. Talent on both sides. Both pitchers were fantastic. Both defenses behind them really strong. This was just a well-played, entertaining game.
Yes, this is why we play softball. 1-1 games, like I tell the girls, and I don't know if they believe me or not, I just love 1-run games.
It's sure.
Like we talk in the post game, it's about everything matters and every person matters, and that's why it is so much fun, more fun to play 1-run games.
And we talk about your strength up the middle defensively, but the corners? We saw him tested at first and third. We saw Miranda making a phenomenal diving play in foul territory. It probably would have been our highlight of the night if not for a walk-off later on. But, again, Ella was tested time after time after time at third. I think maybe had one bobble, but a lot was hit her way, and she made a lot of big plays. Just seeing the youth, Taylan Hansen had a lot of busyness out there in right field. Again, the left side with Bryn Wiedemeyer made a really nice play on a very tough out as well, too. It was very tough to retire Lou Larshai today, and Bryn making a great play. So, yeah, you've got your strength up the middle. You needed them, but those edges came to play today.
Yes, and they're growing. I mean, it's amazing how fast they're catching on. Miranda, a junior, but not a whole lot of experience. Last year, she came in late in the season for us, started playing defensively at first base. But they're just growing tremendously. And, you know, this is a team event, obviously, and it's just amazing how well things go when they all trust each other.
What are you telling your team in the dugout through the course of that game when Michaela Coleman was just excellent, and Kelsey, on her part, was holding things down for you as well, too. It seemed like she got strikeouts in the most critical times, and we can talk about that in a moment. But again, when you've got a pitcher who's really strong, as you'll see in multiple games with some of the opponents you have scheduled, conference and non-conference, what's kind of the message to the hitters when things aren't coming easy after you explode for 17 runs on Tuesday night, and then they're a lot harder to come by tonight?
Yeah, it's just staying with the program. It's making sure that you're getting up there and you're seeing the pitch well, you're making contact with it, and you're continuing to put pressure on the other team. Strikeouts were down. I don't know how many strikeouts, if there were many strikeouts on our side.
I think only a couple.
Yeah, so we're making them play defense. I mean, she was pitching well and throwing to contact, and we were getting out, but we were staying with it. We weren't giving up on anything, and we kept working and kept moving forward.
And a very lively dugout as well, too. And one of the things that we notice, and why I love softball and being so close, again, to the team, just where we're placed, is you can hear, again, I'm hearing Riley in her teammates' ear and encouraging them. And you've got, again, your upperclassmen helping some of the younger varsity players, younger hitters, and not just, all right, you know, go out and do something for us. It's, hey, let me give you this little piece of advice, something that I learned. Or maybe it's just yelling. Maybe it's just encouragement. Maybe it's just being loud. Again, great to see that. And there were a lot of moments that really seemed to buoy that dugout, in particular a couple times when you stranded a base runner at third in some pretty adverse situations, and your pitcher and your defense behind her really came up clutch.
Yeah, yes, and the dugout matters, like I said, and everybody matters, but they're there to pick you up. They're there for you morally and morale. They're there to keep you inspired. But there's great leadership that comes from everyone out there. I mean, they're talking with each other. Miranda, one of the quietest people on the field, is still having a conversation in the dugout about what happened and how things are going. It's amazing how well, like I said, that they can come together and play. And that is the most important part of this, is how they can talk to each other and communicate and make things work out.
Well, Coach, it's been a hot minute since this McDonald program has beaten Fall Creek, despite how competitive the games have been. So nice to win your home opener here, and what a phenomenal walk-off hit by Taylan Hansen after Riley used her speed to work her way around the bases. Just, again, what a fantastic game overall.
Yeah, just to talk you through that, I mean, Riley is standing on second base, and she looks over at me, and I know she's thinking something. So I look at her, and I just give her the look. And she knows that if the ball's in the dirt, she's coming to third.
Yeah.
And not having to worry about if it's right or wrong, because we already talked it over. We had made eye contact, and she knew exactly what I was thinking. I knew what she was thinking. They're starting to do that with each other, too, and that's where I'm talking about the communication. It's not always verbal communication. They are looking at each other, and they're communicating, and they know what each other's thinking, and that is what's going to get us to the next level.
And I think, it's playing a lot of softball that gets that communication level up there, but also, is it just sometimes as simple as liking each other, that, hey, we're a team, we enjoy spending time together, and the more you enjoy the people that you're with, the more I think you're able to communicate in a variety of ways, and sometimes maybe you don't need words to do that.
Yeah, that's the human personality, right? That's what it is to be human. That's why we are who we are. They're just a good bunch. One thing we need to work on yet is how to become a little bit more competitive edge, if you want
sure.
to kill it. Killer instinct, we kind of lack that a little bit, but we'll work on that. We'll get through that, too.
Well, you had it at the end of the game here today, Coach. Thank you so much for your time, and it's a treat, and let's do it again tomorrow.
All right, well, thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe not as close as we'll see. Good Baldwin-Woodville team coming in.
All right, well, thank you.
Coach Rick Ruff on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll keep on listening to our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game.
It was heck of a play.
See Bremnes.
Let's get us out of here.
Trying to strand the runner at third. Kelsey Bremnes, the junior, the kick and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Center down. The runner stranded at third. A zero on the scoreboard for Fall Creek. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Our score remains Fall Creek 1. Coleman, the sophomore, the 0-2 pitch. Liebrandt will air one out, shallow left center field. That's
all the way out and gone.
It keeps carrying, and Lizzie Liebrandt circles the bases for the Lady Macs. Send it out, Lizzie Liebrandt, her first homer of the season. Cameron Dahlberg, the junior. Bremnes the pitch.
Don't get it,
popped up. Miranda Johnson diving for it and makes the catch. Miranda Johnson getting the jersey dirty to end the inning.
Wow.
We move to the bottom of the fifth. What does Coach Saransky ask his freshman to do here? Swing or stay with the bunt call. 1-2. One out. The pitch. There swing and a miss and a big strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes. Two balls, one strike to Kelsey Bremnes. Coleman the pitch.
There we go.
And there's a line all the way out to the fence. It's going to drop. Heading towards second. It's going to be an easy stand-up double for Kelsey Bremnes. She's in scoring position with a power-packed Lizzie Liebrandt coming up next. Strike two, 1-2 against Lou Larshide. It's McDonald trying to retire the sophomore shortstop for the first time today. One-two pitch, swing and a miss. A big strikeout once again for Kelsey Bremnes, and that's the second out of the seventh inning. Runner at third in this 1-1 game and just one out. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Another big strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes. Two outs. Doubled in the sixth. She is 1-for-3 on the day. Runner at third, but now two outs.
Come on, Kels.
2-1, McDonald down a run here in the bottom of the eighth. Bremnes sends one deep out to left center field, and it's all the way back to the fence, and we have a tie ball game. Kelsey Bremnes, stand up, RBI double. It's 2-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. 2-2 count, two outs, 2-2 ball game. The pitch, Hansen lofts
it
deep out to left field, and that's the game. Taylen Hansen walks it off to the Riley Christensen comes in to score, and McDonald beats Fall Creek for the first time in a Coon's age. Your final, the McDonald Lady Macs 3, the Fall Creek Crickets 2. That's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports, your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Any final thoughts here, Jason? Little chilly at times, but a great night for softball. Ended up underneath the lights, extra innings, walk-off win. Just I can't come up with enough superlatives for how fun this was.
We're going to celebrate this one for a little while, but we're back to work here, and tomorrow night, right?
Against
Baldwin Woodville, and man, what a great win tonight against Fall Creek. I mean, it's, you know, I don't like I mentioned, I don't care if they're young and they're, you know, rebuilding. I mean, anytime we can get one against Fall Creek, we'll take it.
That's a pretty, if that's a rebuilding Fall Creek team, that's a pretty darn good rebuild already for Coach Saransky. Yeah. And again, it seems like they're going to be right there in the mix in the Clover Belt Conference standings. McDonald certainly hoping that they are in that position as well. 2-0 in the conference, a great way to start. 3-2 on the season so far for the Lady Macs. And we'll come back tomorrow afternoon, 4:40 pregame. McDonald and Baldwin Woodville, view the complete schedule at WOGO.com. We've got a Chi High baseball doubleheader scheduled for Saturday, but had that game last year out at Baldwin Woodville. McDonald jumped out to an early lead over BW, and then really kind of an offensive explosion for Baldwin Woodville last year. They are a very, very talented team there in the middle border. They play some good softball out there in the middle border conference as well, and so that's another great non-con game to be able to schedule.
Yeah. Game I'm looking forward to. It was a fun game last year. It reminded me a lot like tonight. Like, it was chilly, and if I remember right, it was chilly, and it was a good game. Do you remember the score of that one?
I want to say it was something like 11-5, but I would have to look back. I know McDonald kind of exploded first part of the game, and then Baldwin Woodville sort of equaled and surpassed that themselves. But looking forward to that one again, 4:40 p.m. our planned start time here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll put a bow on this one, and thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley. That's Carter Jagger. 11-7. I was close.
Yeah.
I said 11-5, but 11-7 to McDonald. I think maybe that was a late comeback that came up a little short, but should be a fantastic ball game tomorrow night. Again, complete sports schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you so much to Sam Averly up on the ladder, which is much harder than it sounds, standing on a ladder throughout the course of the game, in the wind, in the cold, getting those shots out in the field and setting up our video cameras all throughout for our WOGO Sports broadcast. So thank you to all of you for watching and listening along with us. Thank you to the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. Once again, your final in 9 innings, the McDonald Lady Macs walk it off 3-2 over Fall Creek here on WOGO. Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls saying so long from Casper Park. For Jason Bovey, I'm Caleb Swenson. This has been McDonald Lady Mac Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been McDonald Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.